Here's a story every Sunday golfer who's ever butchered a hole can appreciate. Yesterday at the Texas Open, pro golfer Kevin Na was having a pretty good day until the ninth hole, where it all went horribly, horribly wrong.
I mean, there's nothing.
You got nothing. Go back to the tee.
That's Na speaking to his caddy after his tee shot went into the woods the first time.
Ooh, he might be right back in the same spot.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Na hit it right back into the woods. His next shot hit a tree, bounced back, and hit him. That's a penalty. And there he was at the low point of a fine career being scrutinized live on the Golf Channel.
Now you can hear the frustration in his voice now.
Oh, man, he is playing quick, too. He is obviously got the head spinning going on right now.
We think that was his seventh shot.
Wow. He moved it a couple feet.
Na swiped at the ball, appeared to whiff a shot entirely, and played at least one shot left-handed.
We think that...
That was 11.
Oh, yeah.
And further back in the stuff.
When Na finally made it back to the fairway, he was greeted with a smattering of applause.
Finally.
Oh, my goodness.
With his 12th shot.
We think.
And with the realization that he and his caddy had completely lost count.
I have no idea what you have.
I don't know. How are we going to count all the shots? Can't keep track.
Well, they got it on tape, so they're just going to have to go back and count it.
By the time Kevin Na holed out, his grand total was 16 strokes, an ignominious record of sorts. It is the most ever taken to play a par 4 hole in PGA Tour history. But, to Kevin Na's credit, not an expletive worse than, oh, come on. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.